This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we settle for less when we forget what's possible with God. In this series, we're discussing all the ways that we can settle, and sometimes we do this even subconsciously. I was reminded of this idea of settling when I read in the book of Acts where Peter healed the lame man outside the temple. So as Peter and John were walking up to the temple for their hour of prayer, a lame man asked them for money. Now, here are a few interesting dynamics at play here. First is with Peter's response. Peter told the man, "Look at me." The man becomes fixated on Peter's face, thinking Peter is about to honor his request and give him money or maybe something of value. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold to give you, but what I do have is healing in the name of Jesus." Peter took him by the right hand, and immediately the man's feet and ankles were made strong. He not only walked into the temple, but he leaped into the temple, praising God all the way inside. So we see that this lame man's heart's desire wasn't to be a beggar, and it wasn't even for money. He truly wanted healing, but settled for less because he wasn't aware of what was possible with God. And here's the key. When we forget to factor in the power of God, we end up settling for far less. So is there a hurdle in your life today that you would like to get over, but you are settling because you've forgotten what's possible with God? Here's what Jesus told his followers. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, factor him in.